Welcome to Sunshine Systems, an interview segment highlighting the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm Karen Carmichael. My guest today is Wendy Wesley. Wendy is a St. Petersburg and Tampa registered dietitian and licensed nutritionist who works to improve the health of our community. She was voted Best Nutritionist by the readers of Creative Loafing in 2022 Best of the Bay and was a finalist for the same award in 2023. She's the owner of the St. Pete Cooking School, where she teaches easy weeknight cooking lessons in St. Pete. She's the founder of St. Pete Eats and the board member at the Tampa Bay Collard Green Festival. So, hi, Wendy. Thanks for joining me at the Thrive Downtown St. Pete Studios for Radio St. Pete.
Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
So let's just jump right in. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
I am born and raised in St. Petersburg, Florida. My dad was born here back in 43, and my son was born here in 2006. So my son is a third generation. I'm second generation.
What was it like growing up in St. Pete?
Quite honestly, it was dead. I longed for a big city. I wanted to be able to get dressed up and go out, and I wanted art museums and restaurants and ethnic food, and there was none of it here, but it's here now, and I love it.
So what inspired you to get involved in St. Pete?
I think neighborhood associations. I bought my first little house over, little itty-bitty house, a shack among mansions over in Old Northeast, and I got involved with the Candlelight Tour of Homes. And partly just because I wanted to get inside people's houses and see how they lived. But I've always been involved with special event planning. So I got involved with the Candlelight Tour of Homes and then moved over to Euclid St. Paul and bought a house there and then started this haunted hike with two other neighbors. And so one of the problems I saw with the Candlelight Tour of Homes is that getting people to open their homes for 2,000 people to traipse through was difficult, so we started this haunted hike because we wanted to put Euclid St. Paul on the map, and we wanted a little bit of attention for our little fledgling neighborhood that we loved so much. So we said, you know, nobody's really doing a Halloween event, so why don't we invite people to our neighborhood and tell ghost stories from the front porches, and that way we don't have to have people traipse through the house. So we would have people come to the front porches of our neighborhood, and we would tell them these crazy, crazy ghost stories, made up, really crazy made up ghost stories. And before we knew it, we had this awesome event on our hands. People were coming from Palm Harbor and Tarpon Springs and Wesley Chapel to our little neighborhood for this haunted hike. And I'm just so proud of it.
Well, it still lives on today, so you certainly have left your mark there.
I'm really proud that I started that with the two other neighbors, and it still lives today. And I just got the bug. I just got the bug that here in St. Pete, you can create something out of nothing and, you know, hey, kids, let's put on a show kind of thing.
Yeah, really, it's a great place to practice, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you see as St. Pete's biggest challenge for 2024 and moving forward?
You know, I guess along those same lines, I hope that there's space for people who have lived here a long time. I hope they're able to stay and continue to create and make, and take events and improve upon them or create new ones. And my hope is that newcomers, when they come here, will also catch that vibe and not just take and consume, but they will also plug into what's cool and make it better or create their own stuff, and that this place continues to feel approachable, creative, funky, hometown, local, all of those things are very important to me. And I guess I am concerned that as we grow, that we may lose that vibe.
So you're involved in a lot of things in the city, but what's an accomplishment that you're the most proud of?
I would say probably starting that haunted hike. Really, because we're just this ragtag group. I remember we went to the board meeting and we presented it to the board meeting of Euclid St. Paul, and they said, well, you're not on the agenda, so, you know, come back maybe never. And we joke about that in Euclid today, but that we have it's now become our biggest fundraiser, our biggest event, and our signature event. And so I'm so proud that I started that event. I'm also incredibly proud of the Tampa Bay Collard Green Festival. I've been involved with that for several years now, and I'm I've helped to grow it and build it and create it. I'm very, very proud of that event. I love the Collard Green Festival.
So your career as a nutritionist has taken you down a couple of different paths in this town as well. Can you speak just a little bit about that?
Working at St. Anthony's Hospital, I had a lot of patients who had very little to no access to nutrient-dense foods in their communities. And so the doctor would come in, the nurse would come in, I'd come in and tell them how they really should eat for their chronic disease, diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease. And they'd say, I want to, but the food does not exist in my community. So I have been writing about access to nutrient-dense foods in St. Petersburg since about 2019. And I do enjoy writing to help people become aware of the problem. So, you know, first I became aware of the problem, then I became very angry about the problem. Then I started to write and kind of have, I suppose I'm a nutrient-dense food access activist here in St. Pete.
Well, we certainly need more of those. I think, you know, healthy eating is a top of menu for me, or top of mind for me all the time. So, yeah, so I think we need somebody like you to show us the way. Do you have any leaders or a mentor, someone you admire, somebody that inspired you?
You know, I have a good friend. Her name is Amy Weintraub, and she is a member of the League of Women Voters, and she's very, her topic, what gets her up in the morning is reproductive rights, access to reproductive rights. So I went to the Women's March back in 2017, and we had, 12,000 people show up. That was probably, I would say, my absolute best day in my hometown. That day changed me forever. And Amy was at the podium. I didn't know who she was at the time, but she said, find your area, find your thing, whether it's education or it's art or access to reproductive rights or voting rights or whatever it is, and find out how you can make it better in your hometown. Find out how you can, what can you do to move the needle? I heard that and I said, well, I work in healthcare. I see that there's an issue with access to nutrient-dense foods. And so she really inspired me to start writing and to plug into health, wellness, and nutrition as my thing. And so I really applaud her for that. I also applaud the founders of the Collard Green Festival because, again, they took, it didn't exist until they cooked it up. I mean, actually literally cooked it up. They cooked up some greens and they made this event. And now it's an event that I can't imagine St. Pete without, and a lot of people look forward to it every year, and it's something that makes our place incredibly special, and it's homegrown, it's home run, and it addresses some issues in our community with health, wellness, exercise, access to nutrient-dense foods, agriculture. So I just love Boyzelle Hosey and Samantha Harris for being the founders of that Collard Green Festival.
So when you came in, you showed me your new bag, your schlep bag from New York, which I love. So clearly, you know, you travel. So what's a place you haven't been to yet that you're thinking of going to?
Well, last summer, we took you probably expect me to say something international, but I will say last summer, we took a trip to Wyoming, and I'd never been out west, and I was unprepared for the landscape. I was unprepared for the mountains, and so I really want to explore the American West more. Because I was speechless when we landed and I saw the mountains, and I'd never seen that before. I'm a Florida girl.
Yeah, so you know, that's interesting because I have another friend who said to me once, I don't need to go to Europe. I haven't seen the entire United States yet. And when I get done seeing the entire United States, then I'll go someplace else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you would say Wyoming. So to wrap things up, I always ask the people I interview to recommend a book and or a podcast and or a movie. So what have you got for us?
I'm just a food and nutrition junkie, and the best nutrition podcast is called the Zoe Podcast, Z-O-E. It is out of the UK. It is evidence-based, all nutrition information and news, and some of the biggest and the best academics and physicians and other thinkers in the nutrition space come on and talk about food. And I think that the conversation about food is an incredibly important one. I'm biased. It's what I do for a living. But of all the nutrition podcasts out there, and there's a lot, the absolute best one is called the Zoe Podcast, and it's all evidence-based. And it's presented in a way that is digestible by the average person. It's not way, way high cerebral science. It's digestible by average people, so it's fantastic.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Wendy. I appreciate you stopping by the studio.
I loved being on. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Sunshine Sisters, Women Making an Impact in St. Petersburg Today. I'm Karen Carmichael for Radio St. Pete.